Yesterday, one of the primary narratives going into the Elite Eight matchup between Caitlin Clark and the group of Iowa role players in LSU, it was this perceived disdain that Americans seemed to have towards LSU and the self-proclaimed Bayou Barbie. The mainstream media, they were giving their usual excuses. Players from LSU, they were doing their part by playing the role of the ultimate victim to perfection. One of the primary narratives throughout the mainstream media yesterday, it was the excuse that Americans don't like LSU because the country has been infected with the disease of mythical racism. Haley Van Lith, who was humiliated both on and off the court last night, Haley Van Lith learned a very valuable lesson yesterday. It's a lesson that we used to teach daily here on the channel. Quite simple to understand. There is no loyalty in the woke movement. Deacons at Woke United Methodist, they were very harsh on Haley Van Lith last night, even after she furthered their twisted narrative of mythical racism. They were harsh on Haley Van because she was unable to contain Caitlin Clark. One thing, though, that was proven yesterday was how absolutely lazy the mainstream media is in this country. Instead of doing actual research to figure out why people don't like LSU, the media, they fall back on the same tired excuse of mythical racism. Last night, LSU highlighted the myth in mythical racism because in the span of about 3 hours, they gave America plenty of legitimate reasons to not like them, and they started delivering those legitimate reasons before the game even started. I have been watching basketball for over 30 years. I have attended hundreds of basketball games from high school to the professional level. Well, KC, have you ever been to a game in the WNBA dump? No. We're talking basketball here. We're not talking trash collection. I have been to the dump to drop off a load of garbage, but I have never witnessed one of the pretend basketball games that they played during their unionized breaks. In the hundreds of basketball games that I have attended, you know the one thing that is guaranteed to happen before every game? The playing of the national anthem. I have never been to a basketball game where the national anthem wasn't played before tip-off. Playing of the national anthem, it's as routine as WNBA dump divers picking up my garbage on Mondays and Thursdays. It always happens. 5, maybe 10 minutes before the game starts, both teams stand on opposite ends of the court, crowd gets on their feet, dudes like me, we remove our hats as a sign of respect. People come together for a few minutes to honor the men and women who have sacrificed their lives protecting our freedom. I'm well aware of this tradition as a spectator, as a fan. Kim Mulkey has been involved with college basketball as a player or a coach longer than I have been alive. Kim Mulkey has played or coached in thousands of basketball games. Yet for some reason, the Bayou Barbies, they were mysteriously absent last night during the playing of the national anthem. Watch for yourself. Huh, that's strange. Katie Rue Clark and the role players from Iowa, they didn't seem to overlook the schedule. 5 p.m. shoot-around, 6 p.m. pregame warm-ups, 7 p.m. hands over hearts for the playing of the national anthem. Where in the hell was Kim Mulkey and the Bayou Barbies? I'm sure there was a logical explanation for this, right? I mean, this is the same Kim Mulkey that the mainstream media claims is the Orange Man Bad of women's professional basketball. If Kim Mulkey is indeed a supporter of the Trumper, or what the media likes to call a white Christian nationalist, surely she would have her team on the court for the playing of the national anthem, right? There's got to be a logical explanation for this. Maybe there was a last-minute mandatory meeting in the locker room. Maybe Kim Mulkey and LSU were given a different itinerary, and they thought the national anthem was playing 5 minutes later. If you were to believe people on social media, maybe the Bayou Barbies from LSU were protesting the racial injustice that is prevalent throughout this evil country. I am fighting mythical racism by refusing to honor black members of our military. LSU was accused of intentionally leaving the floor before the playing of the national anthem. So, We know they were out there. We know they didn't miss pregame warmups. Right before the anthem was played, Angel Reese, she was seen on the court doing her best impersonation of the dancing queen, Jackie Mahomes. Music was playing throughout the arena. The Bayou Barbie was looking for Ken, dancing to the beat of Put It on the Floor Again, the popular music video that Angel Reese was featured in last year. Well, KC, what it are they talking about? Put what on the floor again? Hell if I know. I know LSU wasn't putting a celebration on the floor again last night because they got their ass kicked. But when the music of Cardi B was cut off and you heard those familiar lyrics, oh say can you see the border your family's crossing? As soon as those familiar lyrics were heard throughout the arena, fans, they thought the Bayou Barbies from LSU were practicing their transition offense. They hauled ass from one side of the court all the way to the locker room in less than 5 seconds. It was beautiful transition basketball. Now, there was a lot of speculation as to why LSU was mysteriously missing during the playing of the national anthem. Luckily, Kim Mulkey was available after the game to provide a logical explanation for their absence. Listen to this explanation. You tell me if you are choosing to bite into this shit sandwich. Roll the film.
I don't even know when the anthem was played. We kind of have a routine where we are on the floor and then they come off at the 12-minute mark.
That's when the
anthem. And we come in and we do our pregame stuff. I'm sorry, that's nothing intentionally done.
What? Really? Kim Mulkey, legendary coach, arguably the greatest coach in the history of women's professional basketball next to Pat Summitt, been involved in thousands of games over the last 4 decades. And you expect me to believe that you didn't know when the national anthem was played? Really? Since Kim Mulkey is pretending to be ignorant because that's one thing she's not, I'll go ahead and give her a heads up so the same thing doesn't happen next season. Listen closely, Kimmy. Let Casey drop some knowledge on ya. The national anthem, it is played right before the fucking game starts. It's not some hidden secret. There's no need to call Dick Tracy to solve the mystery. It happens before every game. The other excuse presented by the mainstream media is that LSU has been skipping the national anthem for the last 3 years. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that makes me feel a hell of a lot better. I'm glad to know this was not a one-off incident. Glad to know this wasn't a simple oversight. But let me ask you something. If LSU's been skipping the national anthem for the last 3 years, why didn't Kim Mulkey just say that in her post-game press conference? Why did she pretend to be ignorant when she was asked about it? Even if that's true, and I think it is, but even if that's true, even if LSU has made a tradition out of skipping the national anthem, you have to be aware of the optics here. Women's college basketball is just starting to gain momentum. After years of begging and pleading for America to accept them, America is finally willing to give women's basketball a chance. And what does LSU do with that opportunity? They absolutely squander it by pissing off over half the country. Go ask Adam Silver in the NBA how disrespecting the national anthem worked out for them. You want to know why a lot of people don't like LSU? This is one of the reasons. But that was not the only reason that LSU provided last night. After the game, the self-proclaimed Bayou Barbie, she gave people another reason not to like them. During the post-game press conference last night, Angel Reese was emotional. She broke down in tears. Was she looking for sympathy? Was she playing the role of the ultimate victim? I'll let you decide for yourself.
I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human, like,
I believe Angel Reese. There's not a doubt in my mind that she receives threats from wanker spankers on social media who haven't seen the inside of a woman since birth. Is it wrong? Of course it is. Is it unusual? Does this only happen to Angel Reese? No. Happens to every single public figure in America. Here is my issue with Angel Reese at this press conference. Number one, she's claiming to be the victim of sexualization. She claims that she has been sexualized, and it seems like she was insinuating that it was against her will. That's strange. I don't seem to remember Cardi B forcing Angel Reese to be in her explicit music video. I have seen the video. Didn't seem like Angel Reese was forced to be there. Actually, it seemed like she was paid to be there. She was also heavily featured in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Now, this was the special edition where Sports Illustrated decided to feature beautiful women like Angel Reese instead of featuring bearded women like Chad Thundercock. 9 months ago, Angel Reese posted a picture to her Instagram account where she is wearing a revealing bikini. Caption reads, "I'm the catch." From what I can tell, Angel Reese was paid to do this by a company called Fashion Nova. Do I have a problem with it? Absolutely not. Angel Reese is free to express her sexuality however she wants. She's also free to monetize it. But don't monetize your sexuality and then complain about being sexualized. You can't be the victim when you did this to yourself. Another reason people don't like LSU is through no fault of their own. It's this fake race war that the mainstream media has created between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Hell, this media-created war, it's really between Caitlin Clark and the rest of women's basketball. Jemele Hill, the ultimate opportunist, she is trying to revive her career in the business of mythical racism by claiming that Caitlin Clark is only receiving media coverage because she's white. Once again, Smelly Jemele, if I could pick her up here, Smelly Jemele is completely unoriginal. She is copying the narrative of Cheryl Swoops, employee number one in the WNBA dump, the original pooper swooper. Jemele Hill's also copying the narrative of the bitter white women at USA Today who are agonizing over their white privilege. They're pretending to believe that the only reason Caitlin Clark is liked and respected is because she lacks melanin. At the same time, the media wants you to believe that Angel Reese and LSU are hated because they are young black women. Forget about the handful of reasons that I have given you in the last 24 hours. That's not why people don't like LSU. It's mythical racism, damn it! It is only going to get worse for Caitlin Clark. This is one of the many reasons that I believe it is a mistake for Caitlin Clark to enter the WNBA a year early. The mainstream media, they are going to do everything they can to destroy her. The same mainstream media who has been begging for the WNBA to be accepted. That same media, they will attempt to destroy the WNBA's only hope at relevance. But give me your thoughts on this. LSU leaves the court for the national anthem. Kim Mulkey claims it wasn't intentional. Do you believe her? Angel Reese gets emotional during her post-game press conference. She whines about being sexualized while starring in explicit rap videos and posing in bikinis for money. Does Angel Reese have a point? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.